an attack out at sea. It was too late. Someone locked his neck in a vice grip and yanked him up, almost choking him.
Let go of me!
Eric croaked, his fingers trying to pry loose the iron manacle blocking his passageway. He saw the flash of metal too late. The knife sliced into his chest, and fiery pain like he had never known before shot into his brain. A tragic twist of fate.
Something's wrong. There's so many people outside.
Vicky said, her eyes very large.
We need to go.
Together they emerged to a scene of total chaos. People were shouting and screaming. Some were running, faces etched with fear. Parents dragged crying children past them. Some bumped against him, seeming not to care. Others frantically searched for loved ones, screaming names at the top of their voices. At first the words were unintelligible. Then a man at the fringe of the stampeding crowd echoed the warning.
Tidal wave! Tidal wave coming!
An unforgettable love story unfolds. She answered in a soft voice.
I'm not interested in Stephen. There's someone else.
Giving a small smile, she added,
I think I loved him from the first moment we met. When I'm down, he's always there to cheer me up. When I get into trouble, he's always there to bail me out. And when I cry...
She stopped. Her eyes shimmered in the moonlight.
When I cry, he's always there to hold my hand. Just like this.
She indicated his hand holding hers. And the mastermind emerges.
How touching. You too.
Dominic lugged the young man back onto the bed.
What? What's going on?
Eric asked, his face blanched of all colour. Dominic smiled.
My dear boy, I know you're smart. Tell me, what do you think we're doing?
He moved closer.
See Vicky over there? You don't want anything happening to her, do you? A small cut here and there. You get the drift.
Why did he do it? Will the young lovers survive? How will it all end? To find out, get the book Through the Storm. Available for ordering now at major online bookshops. Visit gentlecloud.tripod.com for more details.